And let's move forward with the next paper on small bowel obstruction. This is by Taylor in Academic Emergency Medicine, Adult Small Bowel Obstruction. This is a systematic review of all of the literature out there trying to help guide our management. What is actually useful in making this diagnosis? They start by talking about historical features, and they key in on two things: prior history of abdominal surgery and constipation. Those are probably the two historical features that are actually useful. With the physical exam, again, there's only a couple of studies that looked at it, but the two pieces that are really important are the presence of abdominal distension. That is the most predictive finding for a small bowel obstruction, or abnormal bowel sounds. That one's pretty good too, but we should really focus in on abdominal distension from the physical exam. X-rays are not great. If you find that you have greater than or equal to 2 air fluid levels in the dilated loops of small bowel, that's pretty useful, but don't bank on your X-ray. The other modalities that we need to embrace are CT and MRI and ultrasound. And actually, ultrasound performed better than CT or MRI. So here are the big key points to take home. When it comes to the physical, the money's with abdominal distension. When it comes to imaging, CT is the modality we are most commonly going with, and we're looking for continuous dilated loops of bowel greater than 2.5 centimeters. And then finally, while CT is great, ultrasound is actually better. If you are given the choice between CT and ultrasound, go with the ultrasound.
That is so interesting.
That the ultrasound is that good?
Yeah, I love
that. Yeah, definitely not what we were taught. But the key, obviously, is that you need to have someone who knows how to do the ultrasound.
I love it.
So that's not going to be present in most departments, but it might be present on the LLSA.
Good point.